The Senate is set to vote today on emergency drought aid for the nation's struggling farmers. The drought has taken a toll on crops across the country. It already has cost billions in crop losses in Nebraska, South Dakota, and Kansas. NPR's Greg Allen reports that in at least one state, the drought and how to help affected farmers has become a hot political issue.
Just a few miles west of Kansas City, Tom Bame farms about 3,000 acres, growing corn, soybeans, and wheat. Like nearly all the farmers throughout the Plains states, Bame has been hit hard by the drought. His corn crop is two-thirds smaller than last year's, and he predicts it will bring in just enough to cover his costs. And his soybeans are no better. They're stunted and yellow.
But normally them soybeans should be green now, this time of year yet, but they're starting to dry up so bad that even a rain now wouldn't help them. So normally we have a plant that's about chest high. This year it's only about knee high. So that means you have less pods, which in turn means less soybeans.
As Midwestern farmers go, Bame is one of the lucky ones. He says friends in western Kansas have seen just a few inches of rain all year. The lack of moisture in the soil there and in parts of Nebraska is reminiscent of the 1930s Dust Bowl. In South Dakota, the drought's economic impact is estimated at nearly $2 billion. It's also emerged as an issue in a closely watched race for the U.S. Senate, as Republican Congressman John Thune tries to unseat incumbent Democrat Tim Johnson. President Bush visited South Dakota last month in part to show support for Thune. In a speech at Mount Rushmore, the president said that he supported emergency drought assistance, but only if it came out of money already allocated in the recently passed Farm Bill.
There's $180 billion in that bill of taxpayers' money to help our farm and ranch community. And as we move forward to help our ranchers with drought relief, I expect that help to come from the $180 billion so we don't run up additional deficits in the federal budget.
Congressman Thune introduced a bill in the House providing about $3 billion in emergency drought aid that, as the president insisted, would come out of money already allocated. Yesterday, on just the second day after returning from the congressional summer recess, South Dakota's other senator, Majority Leader Tom Daschle, raised the ante. He introduced an amendment that makes available an estimated $5 billion in drought relief with no requirement the funds be offset by reductions in spending elsewhere. Speaking on the Senate floor, Daschle said that's never been a requirement for providing relief for natural disasters.
It is astounding to me now that during what may be the most critical and most serious of all droughts that we've had in U.S. history, some people would want to change that. They would say that farmers and ranchers don't need or don't deserve disaster assistance. Well, Madam President, they're wrong.
Daschle's amendment was attached to a spending bill in a way that, under Senate rules, makes it impossible for other senators to offer alternatives. Several Republican senators are sponsoring a bill that stays within the White House budget guidelines. Some of those senators indicated yesterday that if faced with an up or down vote on drought relief, they'll support Daschle's bill rather than walk away empty-handed. Nowhere is drought relief being watched more closely than in South Dakota, where it's been elevated to a campaign issue in the Thune-Johnson Senate race. Bill Richardson, chairman of the Political Science Department at the University of South Dakota, says a key issue in that race has become who can deliver drought relief fastest to the state's struggling farmers and ranchers.
You have a rather delicate situation with George Bush trying to garner those votes for Thune's campaign and Thune trying to prove that he can deliver additional aid as needed to the state from his association with the Bush administration. Daschle's able to get a substantial part of his bill passed in the Senate and still protect it in conference committee. I think that's a particular win for the Democrat side.
Back on his farm in Johnson County, Kansas, Tom Bain says drought relief dollars, wherever they come from, would certainly help. But then again, so would a little more rain. Greg Allen, NPR News, Kansas City.